The Republic by Plato. Read by Leighton Pugh for Naxos Audiobooks. Book 1. I went down yesterday to the Piraeus with Glaucon, the son of Ariston, that I might offer up my prayers to the goddess, and also because I wanted to see in what manner they would celebrate the festival, which was a new thing. I was delighted with the procession of the inhabitants, but that of the Thracians was equally, if not more, beautiful. When we had finished our prayers and viewed the spectacle, we turned in the direction of the city, and at that instant Polymarchus, the son of Cephalus, chanced to catch sight of us from a distance as we were starting on our way home, and told his servant to run and bid us wait for him. The servant took hold of me by the cloak behind and said, "Polymarchus desires you to wait." I turned round and asked him where his master was. "There he is," said the youth, "coming after you, if you will only wait." "Certainly we will," said Glaucon, and in a few minutes Polymarchus appeared, and with him Adimantus, Glaucon's brother, Nicaratus, the son of Nicias, and several others who had been at the procession. Polymarchus said to me, "I perceive, Socrates, that you and your companion are already on your way to the city." "You are not far wrong," I said. "But do you see," he rejoined, "how many we are?"
"Of course."
"And are you stronger than all these? For if not, you will have to remain where you are."
"May there not be the alternative," I said, "that we may persuade you to let us go?"
"But can you persuade us if we refuse to listen to you?" he said.
"Certainly not," replied Glaucon.
"Then we are not going to listen. Of that you may be assured."
Adimantus added, "Has no one told you of the torch race on horseback in honour of the goddess, which will take place in the evening?"
"With horses," I replied. "That is a novelty. Will horsemen carry torches and pass them one to another during the race?" "Yes," said Polymarchus. "And not only so, but a festival will be celebrated at night, which you certainly ought to see. Let us rise soon after supper and see this festival. There will be a gathering of young men, and we will have a good talk. Stay, then, and do not be perverse."
Glaucon said, "I suppose, since you insist, that we must."
"Very good," I replied.
Accordingly, we went with Polymarchus to his house, and there we found his brothers Lysias and Euthydemus, and with them Thrasymachus, the Chalcedonian, Charmantides, the Paeanian, and Clytus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?